Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we're speaking with Tony Lipsky of Washington, president of the Iowa SIDS Foundation, about SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Awareness Month, resources that are available, and his family's story. What is SIDS? How is it defined?
It is the sudden death of a baby under the age of 1 year that remains unexplained after a complete autopsy, death scene investigation, and review of medical history.
Prevention. Is there a way to prevent it or some things you can do to make it less likely to occur?
Less likely, yes. There's been talk before that, you know, someone tried life support on a SIDS baby. That just doesn't occur. If a baby dies of SIDS, they're unfortunately just gone. We have taken on safe sleep as a cause, always having baby lie on their back, having the crib clear of any fluffy things to lessen suffocation, things of that nature.
How did you become involved in this cause?
My wife and I both became involved with the Iowa SIDS Foundation when our son Jacob died in 2005. He was at the babysitter and was put down for a nap and did not wake up. During that time, we were offered a peer contact, which is basically someone who has been through similar situation to help with support and counseling, things of that nature. And since then, we've been involved with the foundation. And in fact, I've been the president of the board of directors for about the last 5 or 6 years.
Peer appointed counseling. Can you tell us a bit more in depth about what that process is like and what it's like to go through that particular aspect?
Counseling may not be the right word. It's more support, just peer support. No one is a professional as far as who we're talking to. They're just other bereaved parents or folks that are members of the foundation. And it's just someone who we can talk to that might be able to make us feel like we're not just lost and alone in this process. Being a SIDS parent is a member of a club no one wanted to join. You know, we all become very close and we all are there for each other, but of course none of us would ever have chosen that way to meet. I think it's extremely important because, you know, one of the biggest things about SIDS is it is so sudden. Jacob, I went to work that morning and Jacob was playing in his little extra saucer, happy as a clam, and 8 hours later we get a knock on the door. The shock, you know, it's always shocking when someone dies, but it's especially so when it's a baby and you just really... there was nothing wrong to even indicate that this could occur. And so knowing that there are other people out there that have had similar experiences, it really does provide comfort. And now on this side of it, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing the same, as well as educating other parents about how to minimize any risk to a baby.
What is your role specifically at the foundation, and what are some of the different aspects that the foundation offers to those who are affected by this?
At this point, I'm president of the board, and basically we, as a board, we make the decisions that keep the foundation going through fundraising, through different events. We have our SIDS walk every year here in Washington at the end of August. Unfortunately, with everything going on this year, all the walks were canceled, as were many things, so we had to do more virtual. We actually provide not only the peer support, but we also provide educational materials to hospitals throughout the state, including our own on safe sleep practices, and then educating other professional organizations as well, because unfortunately, when a baby dies, sometimes law enforcement doesn't quite know how to handle the scene, and as is the case, many times parents are immediately suspects, and, you know, unfortunately this was just a natural occurrence. And so just trying to make sure that everything is handled in the candor that it needs to be.
If we have any listeners out there who are finding out this information and hearing that there's a group that takes part in helping out with SIDS and awareness and education and counseling, how can others get involved?
Well, we have a website, Facebook page. We try to be active on different social media. But of course, anyone, you know, can also reach out to myself or my wife. We've been very vocal and, you know, visible throughout this whole process. I just appreciate you continuing to bring awareness and let people know that there are resources out there, as well as giving me the opportunity just to honor my son Jacob through this interview.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Tony Lipsky, Washington resident and president of the Iowa SIDS Foundation, joining us to talk about SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Awareness Month, resources that are available, and his family's story. You can find this program archived online at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.